Chapter 1, Why Affirmations Are Important for Internet Marketers. Synopsis. Affirmations are self-talk statements and better presented to the subconscious. These fresh images are viewed as credible by the subconscious and are placed in the area of subconscious, having to do with the power to enhance the ability to employ particular powerful memories with less work. Through this special imagery, an internet marketer can develop the inner tools for upper-level focus on good relationship-building skills, letting the memories and images be transported to the here and now, where they're used for enhancing better relationship-building skills, which are crucial for internet marketers. Just why do we need affirmations? Frequently, individuals believe these good and beneficial self-talk memories are a fallacy and don't exist, but the subconscious mind recognizes where they are located and will direct them forward for increased success in business and life. These forms of affirmation/suggestions open up fresh neural tracks in the mind, hiding the ability to play these fresh mighty images. Stale images related to negativity, failings, deficiency of initiative, frail goal images, and the ability to develop and work a goal action plan are decreased. When the mind hears new self-talk affirmations, the subconscious sees them as real. You've likely observed a common element in those who are most successful, in business and in life. These succeeders and successful individuals tend to be enthusiastic and zealous, in all facets of their lives. This exuberance is infectious, and it tends to rub off on all those individuals with whom the successful individual interacts. A favorable attitude, and the power to turn that attitude into results, is crucial to motivating team members to do better, acquiring the best from associates, and working with peers, both in business and life. As you are able to see, a positive attitude is a useful asset, regardless what your place in the internet marketing world. This means that you ought to assume the habit of exercising regular positive affirmations. Making positive affirmations a part of your daily routine is a great way to alter your thoughts and help yourself be more successful. It's never too early or too late to begin this rhythm of positive affirmations, and even those just beginning a business may benefit from a positive attitude. Even if your position seems insignificant and non-meaningful, it's crucial to display a positive attitude, and not let negativeness sneak in to steal your exuberance. Remember that some of the most successful CEOs and business owners began at the bottom and worked their way up. It truly is possible to work your way up from novice to being a network marketing guru, but without positive affirmations and a victorious attitude, this move won't be possible. Steady positive affirmations are highly crucial for those people running their own businesses. Running a business is never simple, but it's crucial to remember that those around you, from team members to clients to competitors, feel your attitude, and utilize that as a cue. If you're perpetually complaining about the business and its deficiency of development, your team members will be less than invigorated. If, on the other hand, you're perpetually supplying positive affirmations to your team members, even in the hardest of times, they'll see your exuberance, learn from it, and utilize it as a cue to work harder and help the business develop and prosper. It truly does all come down to attitude. A positive attitude and positive affirmations can help your business in ways too many to mention here. Chapter 2, How to Use Affirmations Effectively for Internet Marketers. Synopsis. Affirmations are simple to create and utilize, but you'll need dedication to make them work. Here are some pointers to assist you in getting the most out of these mighty tools. They work, but you must use them correctly. Self-affirmations are positive statements or self-scripts that may condition the subconscious so that you are able to develop a more positive percept of yourself. Affirmations may help you to change adverse behaviors or achieve goals, and they can likewise help undo the harm caused by negative scripts, those things which we repeatedly tell ourselves, or which other people repeatedly tell us, that add to a negative self-perception. Consider your positive properties. Scrutinize yourself by making a list of your best qualities, abilities, or other properties. Are you smart? Write it down. Are you a hard worker? Make mention of it. Write each quality down in a brief sentence, beginning with I and utilizing the present tense, I'm smart, for instance, or I am a good internet marketer. These statements are affirmations of who you are. We seldom center on those things that we truly like about ourselves, rather choosing to linger over things we'd like to alter. A list will help you break that cycle, and using these affirmations to help you appreciate who you are will give you the confidence you need to accept your affirmations of who you would like to become. Consider what negative scripts you would like to neutralize or what positive goals you would like to achieve. Affirmations can be highly useful to counteract negative percepts you have acquired about your abilities to market, or your potential. Affirmations may also help you accomplish specific marketing goals, like developing a bigger list or a bigger downline. Make a list of your goals or the adverse self-percepts you would like to alter. Prioritize your list of matters to work at. You might find that you've a lot of goals or that you require many different affirmations. It's best, though, to center on just a couple of affirmations at once, so pick those that are most crucial or most pressing and work with those first of all. When you see improvement in those areas or achieve those goals, you can formulate new affirmations for other points on your list. Author your affirmations. Use positive affirmations alone as counter scripts, or add other affirmations to mold your behavior in the future. The affirmations you will use to mold future changes should follow the same form. They should begin with I, and be curt, clear, and positive. There are two forms of future-oriented affirmations you can utilize to work toward goals. I can statements. Author a statement affirming the fact that you can accomplish your goals. For instance, if you would like to have a killer blog, a statement like I can have a killer blog is a good start. Several experts recommend that you avoid any form of negative connotation. I will statements. Author a statement affirming that today you really utilize your ability to accomplish your goal. So, following the above example, you may say, I will write a killer article for my blog today. Again, the affirmation should use positive language and should plainly express what you'll do today to accomplish the longer-term goal of better internet marketing and a killer blog. Match up a few of your positive attributes with your goals. Which of the positive characters will help you accomplish the goals you've set? If you're starting a new business venture, for instance, you may need willpower or courage. Select affirmations to support what you'll need. Make your repetitions visible so you'll be able to utilize them. Repetition is the key to making affirmations effective. You want to consider your affirmations several times a day, day after day. Carry on using your affirmations. The more you affirm something, the more steadfastly your mind will accept it. If you're trying to accomplish a short-term goal, use your affirmations till you've accomplished it. If you merely want to use affirmations as a counter script, use each one as long as you like. Think of the message you send to the universe. Don't use negative words. Instead of I won't or don't want to be poor, use I want to be rich. The universe doesn't understand negative thoughts, only thoughts are sent to the universe and send the right message. Repetition builds habits and your subconscious mind will align. Chapter 3, How to Get Started Synopsis. We can positively change ourselves by changing our thoughts and beliefs. Thoughts are like magnets, they have the power to attract according to their vibration. What we affirm to ourselves on a daily basis confirms how we feel and how we experience life. One of the most powerful ways to create the life and internet marketing business we want is through affirmations. True? Easy ways to get going. A powerful way to get started using affirmations for internet marketing is to write them down on an index card, and read it throughout the day. The more you use them, the deeper the new beliefs will sink in. The best times to review your affirmations are first thing in the morning, during the day, and before you retire for the night. Try standing in front of a mirror and use affirmations while looking into your own eyes. If you can, repeat them out loud with passion. This is a powerful way to change your limiting beliefs very quickly. Use affirmations while mediating. After relaxing into a deep, quiet, meditative state of mind, imagine that you are working in your ideal internet marketing situation. Imagine yourself in the physical setting or environment that you would like, doing work that you enjoy and find satisfying, interacting with individuals in a harmonious way and receiving appreciation and appropriate financial recompense. Add any other details that are crucial for you, such as the hours you work, the amount of autonomy and/or responsibility you have, and so forth. Try to get a feeling in yourself that this is possible. Experience it as if it were already happening. In brief, imagine it exactly the way you'd like it to be, as if it were already so. If you don't want people to know about your internet marketing affirmations, simply place your reminders in discrete locations. Remember, however, that it's crucial that you see them often, or they'll do you no good. If you find yourself merely parroting the words of your affirmations, rather than concentrating on their meaning, change affirmations. You are able to still affirm the same goals or characteristics, naturally, but rephrasing your affirmations can regenerate their effectiveness. If you find it hard to believe an affirmation will happen, add "I choose to" the affirmation. "I choose to grow my produce good info products," for instance, or "I choose to maintain a healthy attitude towards occasional rejection." Make a recording in your own voice and play it as you doze off. Some individuals swear by this method. Attach positive emotions to your affirmations. Consider how achieving your goal will make you feel, or think about how good it feels to know that you're good at internet marketing. Emotion is a fuel which makes affirmations more potent. Ask friends to say a version of your affirmations to you. For instance, "Joe, you're really providing value to your subscribers. You must feel great." Self-affirmations are valuable exactly because they free you from a reliance on the approval of other people, but affirmations from other people can be just as good as negative scripts from other people are adverse. Gratitude is a form of affirmation, one that says the following: "I enjoy and value the good in my life and internet business and trust that more will come my way." Chapter 4, Law of Attraction Affirmations Synopsis. I want to attract massive JV partners and gurus promoting me. Pulling in what you want. The law of attraction is a universal law that applies to each one of us at any instant in time. It says our thoughts are magnets. As magnet attracts metal, we likewise attract our possibilities with thoughts. The breakthroughs of science have unearthed the miraculous power and possibilities that law of attraction has. We affect the physical world around us with our thoughts, or we produce our own reality. There are no happenstances or luck. It all comes back to you as you attracted it. You'll get more of it as like attracts like. The law of attraction is just a law. The beauty is into its application in your own life for instantaneous manifestation. How effectively do you attract is the name of the game. The heftier your attraction, the quicker things manifest for your business and life. It's positively correlated. No exception. Whatever we attract, we get more of it. Still, many of us attract depression, stress, poor lifestyle, sadness, loneliness, or anything that we don't want. How come? Easy. With each and every such affirmation of "I don't want," "I dislike," "I hate," we're in fact releasing the frequencies of attracting it, and as the law of attraction says, like attracts like, so be it. You'll get more of what don't want. Simple as that. Powerful positive affirmations will help you effectively utilize the law of attraction for your internet marketing ventures. Thinking and feeling positive thoughts attracts positive situations. Conversely, negative thoughts and feelings attract more of the same. Isn't it true that everyone has a goal? Some may dream of wealth in the way of developing a successful internet marketing company, some of travel, some of dedicating their lives to service others. Whatever the goal, it is human nature to have something to aim for. If you were asked, how willing are you to take whatever steps necessary to achieve your personal and/or professional goals? What would your answer be? Are you willing to change your perceptions, learn new things, and embrace new ideas? Are you willing to grow in order to grasp your brass ring? Positive law of attraction related affirmations can start you on your way to becoming an internet marketing dynamo. Chapter 5, Abundance and Prosperity Affirmations Synopsis. My income goal for my internet marketing business is be abundant. When you hear the words abundance and prosperity, what directly springs to mind? Is it money, fulfilling relationships, a lovely house to live in, peacefulness, a business that expresses your gifts? It might be all or none of those things. It might mean something else to you. But if you prefer to attract more prosperity and abundance into your life, regardless how you define them, then this will help. 1. Remember, you get what you focus on. Among the key concepts in becoming successful is that you get what you focus on, whether that be money, relationships, business products, etc. So when you focus on having less, that's the experience you produce for yourself. Saying that I hate my failings will just draw even more attention to the aspects that you don't like. Just requiring something isn't enough, as you'll still continue to consider what you don't have. Always focusing on what you lack means that you don't see the present and future chances, or start to know or realize your true desires. 2. Clear your head. To let you focus more effectively. Our minds are full of hooey, old, tired and restricting beliefs, which don't reflect who we are today, or who we prefer to become. Set aside quiet time for yourself on a steady basis to get real clear about what you truly prefer to attract in your life. Use this chance to ask yourself questions. Ask yourself, how can I produce more prosperity and abundance in my life? Once your head is clear, you'll let the answers in. But making this quiet time on a steady basis is crucial. Meditation is a great way to start clearing the mind. 3. Treasure life's abundance. Treasuring life's abundance is another way to opening yourself up to take on more abundance and prosperity in your life. When you fully treasure what you have in your life, the cosmos has a way of giving you more. So begin keeping a gratitude journal and at the end of every day, put down everything that you're grateful for and treasure in your life. So that way you alter your energy and vibration and become more internally aligned with what you prefer to create in your life. 4. Utilize prosperity affirmations. As you write your gratitude journal, it's also a chance to write down prosperity affirmations too. If you want to use affirmations to produce positive changes in your life, then you must first trust that this is possible. It shouldn't be a half-hearted, "well, I'll give this a go and see what occurs." To make affirmations more effective, put as much positive energy in writing and stating them as possible. Picture what you want to produce. How you'll be, and let this inform your prosperity affirmations. When you stop operating from a position of deficiency, you begin to produce the fertile conditions to make more informed, and often intuitively correct, decisions, spot greater opportunities and attract more abundance and prosperity into your life and business. Chapter 6. Product Launch Affirmation Synopsis. I want to be a product launch expert and make more than $30,000 or more in my launch. Value brings success. The key to having a success in your internet marketing business is providing what your buyers want. Without this, they simply won't be your buyers. To discover what your customers want, besides a simple market research, you need to construct relationships with your customers to get honest feedback. This way, it'll be more comfortable for you to provide what your target audience takes. The common characteristic of the above items is that you will provide value to your customers without them actually paying you first. First, you give them something intangible, and then they buy from you. That simple. Building relationships with your customers, based on trust, will urge your potential customer to talk with you, purchase from you, visit your site and tell his/her family, friends, colleagues and such about you. By supplying value and building solid relationships with your buyer, you not only gain a happy customer and a sale, but as well an advocate for your business among other possible customers. Incidentally, if you have unique, quality material on your site, you'll not only step up your conversions, but you'll get more traffic from the search engines and incoming relevant links, as well. Providing value isn't a simple characteristic of what you need to do. This is a principle you need to drive your business with. If your product or service doesn't deliver quality and value to the buyer, you'd rather reconsider your decision to have business at all. On the other hand, by keeping up with the principle of providing value and using affirmations on providing value, you will be able not only to boost your buyer relationships, but also learn fresh ways of promoting your product, be it a unique benefit or other related sites, which can link to your valuable site/product. Chapter 7, Site Traffic Affirmation Synopsis. I want to build blogs that will have thousands of visitors. Write great blogs and they will come. Great blog content is basically posts written and crafted with first-class quality. The post has a purpose and shares this easily and openly with its readers. Along with a purpose, beneficial content includes visually stimulating material that's easily navigated by the user. Great content can include lists, images, video, and a number of additional formatting techniques to spotlight your message. Well-written content is linked to, tweeted and dug by net users because it's useful, funny, insightful, or perhaps even odd. Great content step-ups the value of your blog and likelihood that visitors will come back to see your next article. In summary, authoring good content is your best way of bringing life to your blog through traffic and visitors. The most ambitious part of writing good content is learning how. Discipline and effort will help you to take your time writing your finest material every time you post. Though posting often is best, authoring quality posts far outbalances quantity. Plainly, give the readers what they want. This is the most crucial thing to remember when learning how to author great content. Here are 4 points to increase your powers to provide this. Be exceedingly useful. This means providing the resources readers are seeking. Author great headlines. Look for more on this on the net. Make the posts scannable. Design the material in a way that readers can rapidly find the info they're seeking without having to dig through the post sentence by sentence. One way to do this is by supplying in-post navigation links. Write in a plain, concise, conversational style. Each individual has their own. The last bit of advice for authoring good content on your blog is to center on clarity. First of all, if readers don't understand what you write, you may as well have not written anything at all. Second, tell them what you're going to tell them. What? This just means that your post distinctly describes its aim. Finally, use analogies or metaphors to explain hard thoughts. Not spending enough time on getting the analogy correct can make readers more bewildered than when they began. Make certain if you use analogies, similes, or metaphors you've spent considerable time developing and explaining them. Chapter 8, Networking Affirmation Synopsis. I want to build a huge mailing list of over 100,000 subscribers, Twitter, Facebook friends. Become a networking star. What needs to happen next if you're going to effectively network? 1. Become involved. If you don't, nothing will happen, regardless the platform. You need to take part. On blogs, leave some remarks. Facebook, if they added you, write on their wall or send off a message, a nice little mention of thanks. I do it at once and have it correspond to their reason for the invitation to add. Twitter, I publicly welcome at them. 2. Sign in periodically, link up for any reason that is applicable. Commonly you can get a connection right away by browsing their Facebook profile or remarking on their Twitter bio info. Send a note to inquire how things are going. Not only if you need something, it's not all about you, furnish value to your network, consider what you are able to do for them. Take part in groups. You'll be surprised when you begin seeing the same individuals. 3. Look at everything the site has to offer. Visit more categories on the site than the ones you're interested in. You might find that you've the possibility to network with people outside of your niche if you can find a gain for the both of you. 4. When you're writing your posts, reference your networking pages so that people can see what you're interested in. By linking your social networking profile pages, you're giving your visitors the opportunity to network with you on another site. You're giving them reference points for things that interest you online. By giving this information out, you're making yourself more appealing and easily approachable by other networkers for some one-on-one networking. Social networking is time-consuming. Set aside time in your days and weeks to effectively use all the sites that are out there for networkers. Know what you're getting into before you just jump in it. The end result will be better than you expected. Wrapping up. Everybody wants to be successful. This is a goal that many inhabitants have accomplished and many more individuals wish to accomplish. There are many ways to be successful in internet marketing, and each individual has their own definition of success. For some individuals it means more work than others. Regardless what your definition of success is, affirmations can help you attain your goal. Hopefully this book has given you the tools to have a different look at using affirmations for success in your internet marketing ventures.